Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I don't really think it's about us at all. I mean, I've got a huge staff around me and a great bunch of ball players that I've been through 6 months with or 8 months with, if you count spring. And I think he probably feels the same way. You know, this isn't about us. You know, we'll compete and hopefully our teams will compete. I don't think it'll change, you know, us. It's nothing about what he's doing or whatever. I mean, we've kind of revealed ourselves over the years. What we're capable of. I don't think it's about us at all.
We're back live with more Rami Makhlouf on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
That's me, and that's the show. I'm live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. With you for one more hour, we'll hear more from Pat Murphy. We'll hear from Craig Counsell coming up at about 8:25. But joining me now on the Circus Score Hotline, presented by Circus Sports Illinois. Download the Circus Sports app today. He put off a Frosty at Wendy's to join me, and I greatly, greatly appreciate it. He is the host of Wisconsin Sports Daily on our sister station, The Fan, in Milwaukee. It is Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. What's up, Spark Dog?
That's not true at all. No.
What do you mean?
Not give up a Frosty. I am waiting to go have a Frosty Fusion, man. That's the brownie batter swirl, right? I get the chocolate base, the brownie batter swirl. And then the fusion part of it is they put Oreos in it. So it's Oreos, brownie batter swirl with the chocolate base. Man, it's unbelievable. Not to mention, you got caramel crunch, got the toffee, got the strawberry shortcake too.
You don't have to do the whole live read.
Strawberry shortcake. It's really good,
You don't have to do the whole Wendy's live read on these airwaves.
They have Wendy's in Chicago, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Wendy's down there?
And I might stop I might stop by one on my way home when you told me that I could put brownie bits and Oreo bits in it. But you don't have to go with the full Wendy's read as a guest on this station.
Speaking of that, man, they got the chicken tendies now over there at Wendy's.
All right. Enough shilling for Wendy's, okay? Sparky, you heard Pat Murphy say right there, it's not about him and Craig Counsell in this series. It's not about any grudge match between those two guys. Is this series about Craig Counsell? I'll just ask you a question I asked today on my Milwaukee show. I know they're both the same result. I understand that they're both the same result. But what's more important? What do you want more? Winning a playoff series, which the Brewers have been 0-5 for in their last five trips to the postseason, or beating Craig Counsell and getting a little bit of revenge in this one?
First of all, you are the real-life border battle, just for everybody to understand.
I am. I live it. Yeah, I live it.
That should be your nickname. Yeah. Yeah, border battle Makhlouf between these two cities right now. So first of all, let's talk about what I want. I want the trader to lose. And then he can come watch, because he lives in Wisconsin, so he can then come watch the Brewers and the NLCS and imagine what it would be like to still, you know, manage a good baseball team again, the best baseball team actually in the National League. I would appreciate that. I would like to see Cub fans cry before this is all over that they have the wrong guy managing their team. I'd like to see see that as well. What I'm afraid I'm going to see is I'm afraid I'm going to see, like, you know, 30, 40, God forbid, 50% Cub fans at American Family Field tomorrow. I hope that's not the case, but I am very, very nervous that's going to be the case. And while all of you Cub fans are going to have fun and so forth, I feel bad for the Brewers players, man, because that's supposed to be home field. You play all year to get home field advantage, and Cub fans very well may rob them of that coming up tomorrow and on Monday.
You really think there's going to be that large a contingency of Cubs fans? Because there are two things that I think work in the favor of Brewers fans in filling up American Family Field. One, season ticket holders get first dibs at postseason tickets. And two, the Brewers fans have known that this series was going to be being played at AmFam Field for weeks now, since they clinched the division or clinched the number one seed in the National League. Cubs, I don't know that Cubs fans were going out and buying tickets on the possibility that they get past the Padres in the first round. I think you're saying 30 to 50%. I think maybe 20% Cubs fans in that field tomorrow night.
My producer Charlie thinks there's going to be 60% Cubs fans.
Wow.
Listen, you don't have to buy them when they go on sale. You can buy them on the third market, right? So if a ticket is on sale for $300 for a ticket that costs them maybe $125 or $150, is anybody down there in Chicago going to blink an eye spending $300 for a playoff ticket to go up there to watch the Brewers and the Cubs? Probably not. Like, that's going to happen. Now, when we play the reverse role and Cub fans – I may or may not, I mean, I'm sure some will put it up on the third market for, say, $500. Are Brewer fans going to buy a bunch of those up? Probably not. So more than likely what's going to happen is it will be a true home field advantage at Wrigley and probably will not be at American Family Field. I hope I'm wrong, but history says in the last 20 years, that's how this tends to play out anytime it involves Brewers and Cubs.
Something just dawned on me. You never answered my first question. What do you want more, to win a playoff series or to beat Craig Counsell and get some revenge?
Oh, the traitor. It's all okay. About the traitor at the end of the day, to crush him. And then, like I said, he can come watch the NLCS and wish he didn't leave the better organization. But he went down there instead. I mean, look at David Stearns. He's in New York. They kept their manager, and they fired almost the entire rest of the staff.
Yeah.
It hasn't worked out so well there so far. And, you know, it's just a matter of time before they realize they made a mistake down there at, what, $8 million a year they're paying that dude?
Something like that, somewhere in that neighborhood. Talking with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host of Wisconsin Sports Daily, heard weekday afternoons on our sister station up in Milwaukee, 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. Both Craig Counsell and Pat Murphy talked about what, if any, advantage the themselves or the other manager might have knowing each other so well. Do you think there's any advantage for either of these managers? With Craig Counsell, obviously knowing the Brewers organization inside and out, but Pat Murphy mentored Craig Counsell. He was his bench coach. He was his coach in college when he was playing at Notre Dame. He knows how Craig Counsell thinks. He helped train how Craig Counsell thinks about the sport of baseball. Do you think either of these managers has an edge with the familiarity and the relationship that those two have?
I don't know, man. Like, I think if it's football, it's a defensive coordinator against an offensive-minded head coach or vice versa, and you can anticipate what the other does when they see something, that is more of an advantage, right? Basketball, you know a coach doesn't ever like to go zone or whatever the case may be. Maybe there's an advantage there. Baseball, I don't think there's a huge advantage, you know, when you're going manager versus manager and going, oh, I know what his weakness is and I'm going to attack it. Like Christian Yelich said, like, it's not like Counsell's going to call some exotic blitz package against the Brewers to beat him or something like that. Like, that's not how it works in baseball. So I don't think there's one advantage more so than the other. I'll tell you where the advantage lies. The advantage lies with the best pitching coach in all of professional baseball and Chris Hook with the Milwaukee Brewers. That's where the advantage lies.
When talking about Chris Hook and that pitching staff, I think so far all we know, Sparky, is it's Freddie Peralta who's going to get some votes for the Cy Young Award. It'll be him in game one. Do you have any indication, theory, hypothesis as to how the Brewers will line up their pitchers for game two and beyond behind Freddie Peralta?
Pat Murphy says that it's going to be not Mizorowski. It's going to be Priester, or it's going to be Quintana. One of those two in game two and then the other one in game three. he's not letting the cat out of the bag as far as which one is starting game two. Not really quite sure what the point of that is, but either way. So that's going to be the determining factor. I'm guessing maybe if Peralta goes longer and he feels like, you know, he's got fresh arms or whatever the case may be for game two, maybe then he goes with Quintana and saves Priester, who typically goes deeper than anybody else in this rotation, for game three down there at Wrigley. That would be my guess. But again, I'm just guessing at this point. If we're going based on who I trust most, then Priester is game two, and then Quintana, the vet, on the road at Wrigley. That's how I would do it myself. Quintana would be game three, just because he's pitched in every playoff situation. He's not going to be shook by anything. This is Priester's first time pitching, you know, as a starter in the playoffs and being a part of this atmosphere. You'd love to have him pitch at home. Well, I don't know, like we just talked about, who knows how much of a home crowd they're going to have, but you'd like to have him be at home for his first start in the playoffs.
Talking with Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer of 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan, up in Milwaukee, host of Wisconsin Sports Daily, heard afternoons on weekdays up there. You got a taste of how Pat Murphy manages a playoff series last year. For Cubs fans who aren't so familiar with Pat Murphy, does he change the way he manages a baseball game all that much in the postseason? Does he lean a little bit more on the bullpen, as we've seen a trend, and we obviously have seen Craig Counsell do, both as the manager of the Brewers and now as the manager of the Cubs? Or does he manage it like it's just another baseball game?
Well, it's easy for the Brewers because none of their starters go more than five innings most of the time. I mean, Priester is the one that will get you deeper into games. We're being realistic here. For Freddy Peralta, I think you just want five out of Peralta. That'd be great. If he goes, you know, five innings and gives up one or two runs, I think you're happy with that. The most nightmarish scenario for the Brewers is Peralta, who's prone to having a high pitch inning at some point and normally escaping it with only giving up a run or two. You hope that doesn't happen in the first and you're chasing two or three runs before you get in at bat. If you can get 1-2-3 from Peralta, you're happy. As far as his managerial style goes, I don't think it changes all that much. I think he, during the regular season, doesn't care about tomorrow. That he really didn't care about tomorrow until September. Then he changed, because then he was trying to get to the end of the season once they had everything wrapped up. But April, May, June, July, August, he really was not caring about the next day. He played every day to win that day. And I will tell you from watching several Brewers managers, that's not always the case. Sometimes I got to be like, all right, we'll give up today because I got to get rest for all these guys. Don't worry, and we'll come back tomorrow with a better chance. He rarely ever gives up the next day. They're always trying to win. So his managerial philosophy, I don't think, really changes once you get to the postseason. Last year, they should have won that series against the Mets. Devin Williams gives up a gopher ball to Pete Alonso, and they end up losing and crushing a crushing defeat for the Brewers. They had that game won, and it fell apart at the end on Devin Williams.
Sparky, for Cubs fans that haven't been following the Brewers that closely day to day, they might think that they're going to get a healthy dose of Jacob Mizorowski, the Miz, who came up just lights out for the Brewers, went to the All-Star game on five starts, which is almost unheard of. The dude is like 18 feet tall. He throws like 142 miles per hour, but we're not even sure at this point if he's going to be on the playoff roster, which will be released tomorrow morning. What happened to the Miz up there?
He came back down to earth, right? Control was an issue for him all the way up to this year in AAA, and then he started to get it under control a little bit. But walks have always been a factor for Mizorowski, and some of these outings, you know, he's got given up a lot of hard contact necessarily. Balls are finding spots, whatever, and he's walking guys. And, you know, when you walk guys, then you give up some weak contact that finds a hole or whatever, all of a sudden a couple runs score. I would be really, really shocked if Mizorowski isn't on the playoff roster. I think Mizorowski gets on the playoff roster, and I think Mizorowski probably will be asked to pitch maybe one inning here or there in the middle of the game, say fifth inning, sixth inning, something like that. I don't think they would put Mizorowski in high leverage and say the eighth or the ninth inning. I don't think that's going to happen. But I do think you could see him in the middle of the game somewhere. If a starter ends up getting beat around early and they're trying to control the bleeding, to put Mizorowski in there, they definitely aren't going to let him see a lineup twice through. I don't see that happening either. But again, if you get good Mizorowski, could be three strikeouts and out he goes and changes the momentum of a game. I think that's what you're hoping for. I would be surprised if Mizorowski is not on the roster.
But not as a starter. You think he'll be used out of the bullpen.
Correct.
but not like, not. It doesn't sound like you think he'll be used like a Mason Miller was in San Diego, no. Who came out flamethrowing for the Padres in that wild card series.
No, absolutely not. Not like Josh Hader either, who was here, and they would pick and choose their spots in high leverage situations to come in there and have him pitch. I think if they're smart, they let him start an inning and go out there and see if he can go through the order, you know, 1, 2, 3, whatever, get out of that inning and use his arm that way. I don't think it's in Miz's best interest or their best interest to put him in a situation he hasn't been in all year and ask him to come out of the bullpen with two runners on and two outs and then try and go get a strikeout. That's not how he's been pitching. He's been a starter his whole career. You know, if they would have had Mizorowski coming out of the bullpen, say, starting in August, and had worked him in different situations, then I'd fully support that idea because he has the experience. They didn't. They waited till the last week to try it in the bullpen to see how it went. It didn't go great. So I think the best way for him is let him start an inning and finish an inning and then be done and let somebody else come in.
How's the rest of that pitching staff? What's the health status of that pitching staff for the Brewers right now? Are they pretty healthy?
Well, I mean, they're healthier than they've been, right? Dale Hall hasn't pitched in quite a while. He topped out at 96 in a workout on Wednesday, so he's back. That's a lefty hard thrower out of the pen. That'll be nice. Trevor McGill, their closer, has been out a while. He told Murphy he doesn't care where he pitches. He doesn't care if he closes or not, but he plans on pitching in this series one way or the other. And was pretty adamant about it. So we'll see Trevor McGill. You know, Uribe has been that closer after McGill went down. So will they let him continue to be the closer? Will they go back to McGill, let Uribe pitch the seventh? Jared Koenig, who's kind of been up and down, has been in a dominant streak as of late. Normally he's that seventh or eighth inning guy. So maybe Koenig is that seventh inning guy. I mean, if it's Koenig, Uribe, Trevor McGill in the ninth, that's as good as any seventh, eighth inning and ninth inning combo, I think, in baseball when all three are going well. So I'll take my chances. Now you're talking about somebody having to pitch, you know, a sixth inning potentially if they can get through five. And with the way this sets up, you know, you play Saturday, you're off Sunday, arms relax, rest up a little bit. You come back Monday, off Tuesday, and then you come back Wednesday. So both teams, I think, have the luxury of pitching whoever they want out of the bullpen the first three games without any real repercussions to it. And then game four, if that happens, is Thursday. Okay, so that's back-to-back. And then, boom, you get another day off before game five. So both managers, I think, can go all out and pitch their best relievers in almost every game in the series.
Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, Wisconsin Sports Daily, my guest for a couple more minutes here on the Score evening show. Give me one thing from a Brewers perspective that makes you feel really good about their chances in this series and one thing that concerns you a little bit.
I think they're both kind of the same, I guess, to a certain degree. I think the thing that I feel really good about in this series, I guess, is the bullpen, number one. And number two, you know, more so than anything over the last couple of years, I feel like offensively with this lineup, it gives themselves a much better chance to score runs in the postseason than what it was last year even, definitely more so than what it was 2 years ago. You go back and look at what the predominant lineup was for the Brewers in 23. You'd probably go to the trader and go, how did you do that? How did you get that roster to the playoffs? This team, though, I mean, Bryce Terang has a breakout season for the Brewers offensively. Sal Frelick has a breakout season for the Brewers offensively. Christian Yelich looks like an MVP again. He's at 29 and 100-plus RBIs, almost got to 30. Most power he's showed in quite some while. Jackson Chirios had a solid season, not star-studded. And I've said Jackson Chirios most important player for the Brewers in this series. Because when they gave him that extension prior to him playing against a single pitch in the professional baseball and Major League Baseball, I should say, everybody's like, okay, let's see what he is. And he showed star tendencies throughout last year. There hasn't been as much of that this year. He's just been a solid baseball player, good baseball player. And they need him to be a great baseball player in the playoffs if this Brewers team is going to go win a World Series. Things that I'm hesitant about, I guess, if we're going to talk about it from that perspective, is this offense not getting the big hits. You know, from time to time this year, they've had tendencies to where they get guys on base. They get 10, 11, 12 guys on base and in scoring position on top of it. And they'll be like 2 for 12, 3 for 13. That is something they can't have. You know, when they won 14 straight in August and set that franchise record for a winning streak, but one thing that was happening was we all called it Euchre magic up here, of Bob Euchre, who passed away earlier this year was every time a team made a mistake, an error, or whatever the case may be, the Brewers punished that team for it. They immediately got a big hit to score that run, yep, or hit a home run that it should be three outs, now there's only two, next guy goes yard. Consistently punished the other team. When they got to September, that kind of changed. They weren't able to get those big hits and make the other teams pay, and then they started being the ones creating the errors, and the other team was punishing them. So they have to figure out how to get that mojo back that they had going there, you know, since the trade deadline all the way through August.
Okay, quick two-parter, and then you go get that Frosty. Prediction?
Fusion. Frosty Fusion,
Frosty
man.
Fusion,
right.
Excuse me. Frosty Fusion, my bad. Give me a prediction on the series and whether or not we'll still be friends by the end of the series.
You and I will be friends to the day we die. I ain't worried about our friendship. 5-3 Brewers.
In game
tomorrow.
One? Okay.
Yep.
All right. You're giving
Brewers
me scores.
In five.
Okay, Brewers in five. There he is. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on from Wisconsin Sports Daily on 1250 AM, 105.7 FM,
hey.
The Fan, our sister station up in Milwaukee.
Hey.
What's up? What?
Say it right. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily served up by Wendy's.
Dude, you, yeah, and the Wendy's. Find him on Twitter where he's plugging the hell out of Wendy's there as
I'm
well.
I'm in the parking lot right now, man.
At Sparky Radio. Go get your Frosty Fusion,
my
dude.
My family looks like they're homeless sitting on the sidewalk outside of Wendy's because they're all gone eating. Well, I'm sitting in the car talking to your boss. Yeah.
Well, pass along my apologies for holding you up. Go get your Frosty,
yeah,
Fusion. You were great. You earned it.
Thank you.
There
all
is Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. He joins me on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. I might have to go get me a Frosty Fusion when I leave here. We'll hit a quick break. On the other side, we'll hear from the managers of this series, Craig Counsell, Pat Murphy. That's coming up next right here on the Score Evening Show with yours truly, Rami Makhlouf. We're right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now Bush drives one in the air. Deep right field. This ball's got a chance. Gone.
Michael Bush, one of the hottest hitters on the planet, going into this playoff. comes up big in game three.
We're back live with more Rami Makhlouf on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
I jumped higher. Now, it's not that high, but I jumped higher than I have jumped in a long, long time. When, as soon as that ball went off of Michael Bush's bat, and it didn't seem... it didn't seem like a lot of people in the park knew that thing was going to leave. I didn't hear the pop from the crowd when he made contact with that ball. I knew as soon as he hit it. And I've had two knee surgeries, one on each, but I jumped as high as these knees can still jump when Michael Bush hit that one, because I had a feeling that was kind of the nail in the coffin and the Cubs were headed to the NL Divisional Series. Now, it ended up being interesting in the ninth inning, but that home run held up and the Cubs are indeed headed to the Divisional Series to take on the Milwaukee Brewers. Both teams holding a workout this afternoon out at American Family Field, where game one will take place tomorrow at 1:08 p.m. You can hear it right here on your home for Chicago Cubs baseball on the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. And both managers talked about this series, and obviously a lot of familiarity between these two teams, these two managers. Craig Counsell was asked what it means to be a part of this series.
Craig, last night, after all the celebrations and everything, you were saying kind of there's no better atmosphere than Cubs Brewers, and this is the first meeting of those two teams in the playoffs. Just what's it mean to be a part of that?
Yeah, I mean, I think, at least from my perspective, kind of being on both sides of it, I think the regular season matchups are awesome. It's a lot of fun. And it's really, a lot of times it's kind of there's extra energy from fans, and there's fans from both teams in the building. And that's always made it a lot of fun. These are two cities that are close together, very close. I think each city's residents have thoughts about each other's residents. harmless, obviously. But
so the proximity of the cities makes it fun. No doubt about it. And the proximity makes rivalries, too. And then teams being good makes rivalries.
It sounds like Craig feels, and part of it is he's being politically correct there. You know what I mean? He still loves the city of Milwaukee, man. I had Lawrence on my show in Milwaukee today. Lawrence Holmes, that is, if you heard of him. And he talked about the fact that Craig was a little bit taken aback by the reaction of Brewers fans when he decided to take that job. He didn't think it would be as ugly up in Milwaukee in terms of the reaction to him taking the Cubs job as it was. So he doesn't want to ruffle any feathers in Milwaukee. He doesn't want to give any billboard material for Pat Murphy in that clubhouse. But I also think he genuinely feels that way. And you know what? I feel that way. And I don't make any friends or make any fans, I think, in either market, as I work in both Milwaukee and Chicago. When I say I like the element of the opposing team's fans in the stands for a baseball game, and especially for a playoff game, to me, it adds something to the game. It's a little bit more electric when no matter what the big moment is in a baseball game, you got people standing up and screaming their brains out. Like to me, that's fun. As a fan, that makes it that much more fun and makes the atmosphere that much more electric. So I agree with Craig Counsell that I like the atmosphere, and I like the element of the opposing team's fans. Yes, Brewers fans in Wrigley Field. Yes, Cubs fans at AmFam Field. I like that element of the opposing team's fans in the stadium. I think it adds a little bit extra juice, a little bit of extra electricity to those big moments in a baseball game. Obviously, him and Pat Murphy know each other very well. Murphy, his former bench coach when he was the manager of the Brewers. Murphy, his college manager at Notre Dame. And Counsell was asked if he can better anticipate Pat Murphy's moves than maybe he can another manager.
Have you found in the games you've managed against Murph that you can better anticipate his moves than in games against other teams?
I think baseball is less about like that than in my, I see the Brewers play on how Murph would want a team to play. And that doesn't help us doesn't help you strategically. It's just you're building kind of teams and what's important to you. And that's good coaching. I mean, the things that are important to him come through in his team. And that's what I see the most. It doesn't help anticipate, you know, first and thirds or some small detail like that necessarily. There are a few things, but those are very small details. But stylistically, the team plays in a way that he wants them to play, and that's good coaching.
And I mentioned this earlier, stylistically, both these teams play very similar styles of baseball. The Cubs rely on the long ball, on hitting home runs a little bit more than the Brewers do. I think that's just because they can. The Brewers would love to hit more home runs if they could, but they gotta lean on the rallies, on moving runners over, and a little bit more station to station baseball, even a bunt here and there. So, but Craig is very familiar with Pat Murphy's style, with the Brewers' style of playing baseball, and he did admit he does know a little bit more about the Brewers than he did the last team that the Cubs played in the San Diego Padres.
We had our advance meeting, like coaching advance meeting. It was shorter than the Padre meeting. And it's just there is a lot more knowledge. And most of it is because we play them more and we've played them more recently. We have Quentin Berry was on the coaching staff last year. You know, I was obviously part of the organization and know a lot of the players. The managers know each other pretty well. So there is kind of less, and we're very aware of each other stylistically, no question about it.
I think that makes for a really interesting series, man. How much these guys know about each other, how familiar these two organizations are with each other, and what they're trying to accomplish when they take the field out there. I think it makes for a very interesting baseball series. And yeah, like Spark, you said, it's not like football or like basketball. You're not gonna call a blitz or anticipate a blitz in the sport of baseball. You kind of just go out there and play the game. But there is a familiarity factor there, and I think it does factor into how these managers move pieces around the chessboard as a series goes on. And maybe slight edge to Craig Counsell from that aspect, because not only does he know Pat Murphy very well, he knows that roster very well. And he knows what the guys in that Brewers lineup can and can't do on a at-bat to at-bat basis. So maybe slight edge to Craig Counsell when it comes to any advantage that might be gained from the familiarity that these two managers, these two coaching staffs, these two organizations have with each other. He also talked about some of the differences of preparing for a wild card series compared to preparing for a divisional series.
The first thing that I noticed looking ahead is just the off days. That we played three straight games, and you know, almost, I don't want to say there's not time to put your head up, but that's what it feels like. And with this series, there's three off days in the series. And that's significantly different, and I think it's going to create a little bit of a different feel to the series. So that's number one. You know, that's still, look, three games and five games, man, in terms of like win three or win two, that's not a big difference. And so it means, you know, the gas pedal's down like immediately for everybody. I don't think that's going to change at all.
Those extra off days are huge. And it very well could have been back-to-back games for games one and two, but instead it'll be a day off between games one and two as Major League Baseball kind of clears the National League slate on Sunday to give the American League the spotlight, and then they clear the American League slate on Monday to give the National League the spotlight and to have baseball on your TV every night as the playoffs go along. And that works, I think, to the Cubs' advantage as far as off days can work to somebody's advantage. Obviously, the Brewers, very well rested. They've been sitting at home with the exception of you know, showing up to the ballpark for intra-squad scrimmages and practices on a day-to-day basis while these wild card series are going on. But they've been resting for a week now, and maybe there's a little bit of rust there. Maybe they needed the rest. I don't know. What I do know is the Cubs need the rest. They need this day off that they have today after the way Craig Counsell burned through the bullpen in the wild card series. And quite frankly, I think they need the day off on Sunday as well. I think they'll still have some guys that are feeling the effects of that wild card series as the weekend goes along. So I'm really happy with the way that this schedule worked out and the fact that you do have three off days in the course of the series and two that are sandwiched around game one. I think that's huge for the Cubs and something that they really, really needed after the way that wild card series played out. So which team has more pressure on them, Craig Counsell?
Earlier in the season, a couple of us were talking to Yelich, and he suggested that maybe the Cubs had more pressure on them in a race with the Brewers because of the budget and the market and everything, but they won the division. Do you think that flips? And like, you've been a part of this as a player and a manager. Do players feel that kind of pressure, you know, the outside expectations or even inside expectations now?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're past that right now. I mean, it's so like, it's gotten so small, man. It's just like, you know, you do your job, you got one game, and it's everything to win it. And if you don't, you walk away really disappointed. You're going to have another game, but that's where your focus is down to, is like very small moments, and it's tomorrow at 1 o'clock. That's it. The outside, there's no outside noise right now. It's tomorrow at 1 o'clock. So I don't even like, that's like a foreign language you're speaking right there to me right now. Like, tomorrow at 1 o'clock. That's it.
I love that mindset, man. I love that. And you can tell just in the way that he's saying it, that's not just coach talk right there. That's not like one game at a time type stuff. Craig Counsell believes what he's saying right there. That we don't even think about the pressure. We don't think about underdog. We don't think about who's the favorite. We don't think about payrolls, big market. Just go out there and play the game. Play the game tomorrow at 1:08. Play the game Monday at 8:08 and just go out there and try and get outs. Go out there and try and get runs. And I agree with the man. Christian Yelich might have had a point earlier in the season in saying that the Cubs had more pressure because they're the team everybody was picking to win the NL Central. They're the big market. They have the big payroll in comparison to the Milwaukee Brewers. I don't think either of these teams has a decidedly more amount of pressure on them than the other one does as this series gets underway. Finally, wanted to let you hear what Craig Counsell had to say about Cade Horton's health, who he said will not be available for this series. But will he be available should the Cubs move on beyond this series?
Craig, how's Cade Horton doing, and would he be available for the next round, you think? Or
yeah, I mean, Cade will not be active this series. I mean, he feels good, but we're not doing anything that would – we're encouraging healing right now, so we're not doing anything that would cause pain. We haven't pushed him to a place that we would test that. I think, you know, as we get into later this week, we're gonna have to decide if it's time to do that. And that decision has not been made yet.
So no decision on whether or not Cade Horton will be available at any point in the postseason. They'll keep on monitoring that and see if and when he's able to take the mound again. That would be huge, man. If they get him back at any point in the postseason, should they advance past the divisional round, getting Cade Horton back, who is the best pitcher in the National League since the All-Star break, would be absolutely huge. On the flip side of things, Pat Murphy, the Brewers manager, also spoke today, and he was asked about the familiarity, just like Craig Counsell was, between these two as this series gets going.
It's across the league right now, right? I mean, Detroit and Cleveland, Boston, New York, and now we've got New York and Toronto, right? So, I mean, it's there, you know what I mean? And you're going to have to play the best teams to get to where you want to go. And being familiar with the other team, you know, be careful what you think you know. You know, it's who's playing well and who's on it, who's adjusting to what they think they're going to do, you can get yourself down a rabbit hole. You know, it's about going out and executing, making pitches, being ready for every pitch.
That's a great point. You might think you're familiar with another baseball team, but you don't really know until you know. Guys get hot, guys get cold. A manager might throw a curveball at you, might drop a bunt when you never thought he'd drop a bunt, might try and steal a base when you didn't think that was a situation where he'd really steal a base. You can't really count on anything when you think that you're familiar with an opposing manager or an opposing baseball team. So how much do Pat Murphy
ball really hard?
How much do Pat Murphy and his old buddy Craig Counsell talk these days?
I talked to Michelle, his wife. Don't misinterpret that, please, guys. But I talked to his wife probably as much as I talked to him. But yeah, we'll chat here and there. I don't know the frequency. Once a month, maybe? Something like that. I don't know. Yeah. We don't usually talk about our clubs very much. You know, like, hey, I see that Shaw's really hitting for some power. How'd you unlock that? Yeah, we don't do that. But you can't take away the relationship, guys. You can do whatever you want. We could even fight out there. It doesn't matter. We're going to still be friends. You know, we've been through too much together, and I love his family, and he's great to my kids, and, you know, it's like, it's what it is.
That's cool, man. That's really cool to see that they don't let baseball and their profession get in the way of a long-standing friendship and relationship, and obviously two guys very close. They've known each other since Counsell played for Murphy at Notre Dame, so that's pretty cool, and I'm glad that's the case. I'm surprised they talk once a month during the season. I figured they'd go into silent mode once the season starts, and then in the off season maybe catch up with each other a little bit. But no, he says they talk about once a month. And finally, Murph was asked about facing that Cubs defense that played such a big role in that wild card series with the Padres.
The familiarity comes into play, right? They know how we try to do it, and they're going to try to combat that. And we know how they try to do it, and we're going to try to combat that. I'd rather play a team that wasn't as familiar with us, but really, all the teams we're talking about playing have some idea, you know, that we do that. So, and I think everybody's going to play hard, and everybody's going to try to grind out at bats. Everybody's going to point to, well, you don't have as much slug. The Cubs have three guys over 30 homers and this, that, and the other thing. But it comes down to the game being played tomorrow, you know. We play good defense, too. They play really good defense. And, you know, it comes down to playing those pitches, being in the moment. You know, it's like a heavyweight matchup. You know what I mean? Everybody has styles, and you combat that style the way you do, but you got to figure out a way to win the game. And you do it minute by minute, second by second in the ring. And I think that's what it'll come down to.
This is going to be a fun series, man. And these are going to be two really, really good managers playing the chess match that managers play over the course of a Major League Baseball playoff series. I'm really, really looking forward to it. Obviously, hoping the Cubs come out on top. But bottom line, I think we're going to see some really good baseball and a really closely fought, well-played series between these two teams. We'll hit a quick break. On the other side, we'll give you our prediction for Cubs and Brewers ahead of the divisional series, which gets going tomorrow. And you'll hear it right here on your home for Chicago Cubs baseball, the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network and Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Score.
We're back, live with more Rami Makhlouf on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Final segment, wrapping things up here on The Score Evening Show, talking Cubs with you for the vast majority of the evening, getting you ready for the NL Divisional Series coming up with the Milwaukee Brewers. Gets underway at 1:08 tomorrow from American Family Field, and you'll hear it with Pat and Ron on the call right here on The Score and the Cubs Southwest Airlines Radio Network. I'm nervous, man. Like, the game won't even start for what? Let me do some quick math. 16 hours. The game isn't even going to start for 16 hours, and I already got the butterflies. I've been, Tyler, I don't know if you have any like pregame routine for a playoff game. I've been, just to get some of the jitters out, I've been going for like a long bike ride before the game starts. Got some things going on tomorrow morning. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that. So I'm going to be, if I can't get the bike ride in, I'm going to be a total mess by the time that game starts. I think I had 5 mini heart attacks during game 3 yesterday. Probably like 7 or 8 coming tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to be stressing out tomorrow. I got to work the game, and I'll be here grabbing the highlights. And so I'm a little stressed. Usually if I'm watching the game by myself, I'll have to stare at the TV, like just standing in front of it for a good 5 minutes, just kind of process everything of what could and what could not happen.
Are you getting back out there for any? You were at yesterday's game. You getting back out there for any of these?
Well, when I heard that originally before the Cubs clinched the NLDS, it was like $40 a ticket over in Milwaukee, but now they've gone up to like $300 standing room. So
literally,
I don't know if I'm going to be able to break the bank for that.
I was on one of the secondary ticket sales websites today. There were 26 tickets available. 20 on the whole web, there were 26 tickets available, and they were running like $300-$400 for tickets in the 400 section. Tyler, who do you got in this one? How do you see it playing out?
All right, man. You know what? I didn't really have a lot of confidence in the Cubs because the Brewers have been so good, but after experience that game last night, I am going Cubs all the way, baby. I think it's going to go to 5, but I'm drinking the Kool-Aid, brother. I am all in on the Cubs. Vibes are way too damn high right now. Go Cubs.
I got Cubs in four. Woo! Hit that music, Tyler. My thanks to Alan Robinson for joining me, Alex Cohen of the Marquee Sports Network, and Steve Sparky Pfeiffer of The Fan up there in Milwaukee. If you missed any of that or anything on today's show, check out 670thescore.com or that handy-dandy, totally free Odyssey app. Also, thanks to you for listening and contributing to the show all night long. Your calls, your texts, helping me get ready for a divisional series with the Brewers. And thanks to Tyler Buterbaugh on the other side of the glass and on the ones and twos and helping me put this whole thing together for you. I'm back in this time slot Monday night, leading right up to game 2 of this series. Till then, Rami Makhlouf saying thanks for listening to Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And yeah, go Cubs, go.
Hey, Chicago. What do you say? Cubs gonna win today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.